Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Andy Glent, and he is from Germany, but he's visiting in the United States and going to be here. We're going to talk about the places he's going to be, but first of all, hello to you, Andy.
Oh, hello.
And welcome to KJN and Southwest Iowa. Now, when I say welcome, that's not new to you. How many times have you been in the United States?
Oh, that's the 12th time this year, and I started in 92 for the first time.
And you've also been to Southwest Iowa.
That's right, yeah, that's right.
Because you've been visiting with the Gerlach family, and they had a little jam session and some good food and that sort of thing, and you've been a part of that for a couple of years.
Yes, that's right. The first time I met the Gerlachs in 2005, very nice people. And then I came back in 2010, and last year they came to visit us in Germany, and we played some gigs together and with Bill, and now we are here.
Yes, Bill and Sherry Gerlach, and of course, both of them are very musical. Bill plays the fiddle and sings, Sherry sings, and so they know they appreciate your music and you appreciate them. Now, I want to learn a little more about you, Andy, in terms of, you know, growing up and kind of how you get started in music. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, I grew up in the eastern part of Germany, the behind the Iron Curtain, and I started musically in fifth grade. We had an orchestra, wind orchestra, and I played the clarinet for 14 years. I moved later to Jena, where I now live. You would pronounce it Jena. We say Jena. It's 180 miles south of Berlin. And then I picked up the guitar a little bit, and then later on the banjo, the four-string banjo, tenor banjo for Dixieland. I played 1 year in a Dixieland band. And then I got interested in country music, and it took me a long time to get a five-string banjo in East Germany, but finally I got one, and then I practiced every night. When my son was to bed, I went to the bathroom and practiced there. And then I tried to find people, and in 84... I had the first gig with the Fox Tower Bluegrass Band, and this year we have our 30th anniversary in December. So
music has been just so much of your life, and I think when I hear you talk about the instruments you play, how you just keep going, music is just a part of your soul. It's just a total part of you, it seems like. And you do so many different kinds of things. I want to talk a little bit about the fun and entertainment from Germany with Lady Sue. Tell us a little bit about that combination that you do.
Maybe first I would say, now I'm touring with Rudi Mundt, but I would say, because that's different. Now we play bluegrass and Americana music. And with Lady Sue is different. She plays sousaphone, and it's almost an eye-catcher when a lady comes with a huge sousaphone, and I come with the banjo and sing. And we play a mix of Dixieland, some oldies, some German hits, and do a lot of walking acts through the people, and that's very nice. They like it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've mentioned a couple of times that you play country music, and we keep hearing country music is so popular around the world, it seems.
That's true. But it's an up and down, I would say. So in the middle 90s, it was very strong in Germany. Then it was a little bit less. Now it comes up again. So it's every 5-6 years, I think it changes a little bit.
Yeah, popularity of things does change. Okay, now another phase of your life and your creativity has something that's called Pinky Flea. Tell us about Pinky Flea.
Yeah, that's a koala, an albino koala girl who plays banjo. And because she looks different, she has problems with others, and they will not be accepted, not even from her father in the beginning. He said, "That's not my daughter. I know how koalas look like. That's not a koala." But then in the second book, there's a book out now, in the second book, maybe I shouldn't say it, because you should buy it. We're working on the English version also. Cool. Yeah. And that's and I wrote these books and have a friend who does the paintbrush, pictures, mm-hmm. And yeah, you can find us website. The website is also in English, www.pinkyflea.com, and
I think it'll be really fun to take a look at that. And it just shows another side of your creativity, that you've been playing music for children. Now you're also writing a book for children. Talk a little more about the age of children and kind of music you play for children.
We say mostly between 4 and 10 is this show. And I introduce there also the Australian instrument, like a didgeridoo. They can try it. But they have also a little banjo with me. They can try the banjo, and then we do some games, and this is real fun. They like it. They have to do, it's an interactive program, though. They have to do something with me. Yeah, that's very important. Yeah,
I think you are getting them involved with music, and perhaps who knows which one of those children will be musical and have a band and so on. Maybe they'll just enjoy it, but maybe they'll play.
Yeah, it could be. And most of them don't know these instruments. They are, oh, what is this? Most kids in Germany think a banjo is a guitar because it has strings. And so, but then I explain it, and when they then have it in their hand and can try it, it's very interesting for them and very exciting.
Yes, I can see the kids getting excited about that. Now, we need to talk about some things that you're going to be doing, because, you know, we're just starting to get acquainted with you, Andy. And, of course, you mentioned that your partner while you're here is Rudy Mundt. But
we say Mundt. Mundt.
Mundt.
It's actually mouth.
Okay. Yeah, but we pronounce it Mundt.
Mundt, okay. And you're going to be at some places in the area where people can hear your music. And I just want to run through those, Andy. On Sunday, October 5th, at the SF Martin House, that's 5 to 9. On Wednesday, October 8th, at the Sweet Joy Shop, 5 to 8. Thursday, October 9th, at the Villisca Country Music Night, that's 6 to 9. And Friday, October 10th, at the House Concert Potluck, that's in Omaha. Saturday, October 11th, at the Manning, Iowa German House Barn. I'm going to get my tongue around that. And that's during Oktoberfest there. And if you haven't been there, that's a real treat. And then on Sunday, October 12th, at the Brazenhead Irish Pub, and that's in October. And folks, you don't remember all those things I said, but that you can certainly contact us, and we'll have that information for you. And what is your website?
www.andy.gland.com.
Okay, that'd be a good way to be able to check on all these, because it's great opportunities in a number of places, a number of dates there for people to get to hear you sing, hear you play, get acquainted with you. Just really fun things to do. Andy, do you have a favorite kind of music? You've just been talking about all the kinds of music you play. Do you have a favorite kind?
Actually not. No, I like bluegrass, I like country, I like jazz. I like children's music, and I cannot say that's. It's sometimes I have for 3-4 weeks. Oh, I like more bluegrass. Then come 4 weeks, I like more jazz. So that depends. It is the mood. So I like. I have a huge CD collection with several kinds of about 500 CDs at home.
Okay. Well, it all is entertaining. It all has all takes a lot of skill, I think. Sometimes people don't realize all the skill and the practice and the work.
What I also do is I wrote 2 thrillers, and they can they are available in German, of course, as ebooks now.
Okay.
So that's another thing I do. On a tour, when I tour and I write sometimes, and when we are in a hotel room or so. This is
You're just creative in many ways, Andy. It all comes out in different forms. But again, we want to encourage people to go to your website, www.andy.glant.com, and check up on Andy and all the things he's doing and the people that he plays with. So, one last question. Doesn't have anything to do with music, Andy. Is there a favorite food you eat when you're in the United States?
I like the good steak. I like a good steak. What do I like?
You've been here so many times. Yeah, it's a little different than when somebody just visits once.
Yeah,
but anyhow, we've enjoyed visiting with you, Andy.
Thank you.
And thanks so much for sharing your talent and your creativity with us. Until next time, again, remember Andy's website, www.andy.glandt.com.